flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Happy Friday, Valentine's Day. And I'll tell you, my love for Micah Parsons, growing by the second. I love what he's doing. Apply that pressure, Micah. Welcome in. Sean and RJ on a Friday morning. Sean and RJ out. We'll get the details from Bobby about Chop Senior's funeral and Choppy's speech. Looking forward to hearing some of those details. I know we'll play the sound probably next week when Choppy is back in the building. But, yeah, it's a great day. I'm Eric Chiafalo, the G-Bag Nation. Bobby's in the building. We got Pepe producing the program. Carter on the Twitch and the YouTube. We're fan cannoning this bad boy. So let's do it. How you feeling?
I'm okay, but I would say that, remember, Peyton producing, we are past 6:40 on Thursday, so we don't know. We still don't have break times on the sheet. So
that's right. I don't want those anyways. No. Peyton knows.
Yeah, yesterday was a massive fail with the break times. Sean would be throwing those pins right above your head, Eric, into the ceiling.
It's so fun. I think Peyton's seen these before. When Sean's been out, but he happens to be in the car and he's driving somewhere, and it's, let's say it's 9:16, because we're supposed to break at 14-ish, 15. If it's 9:16, he will text us in all caps, "Break!"
Did he hit y'all yesterday a couple
no,
times?
Because... No, I didn't get it yesterday. But have you gotten that text before from him?
I have not, unless it's been like
a group message. He'll send it to me and Choppy then. He'll just go like, "Break! Do you guys see what time it is?" So
yeah, he's maniacal. We know that for sure. But we're kind of flying by the seat of our pants here, man. It's a Friday. It is Valentine's Day. We're going into NBA All-Star Weekend. Bobby has some DFW Valentine's notes, some alleged love notes.
Yeah,
to like, our sports teams and people. And
no, like if you're it's late. So if you're just looking for something a little creative to give your loved one for Valentine's Day, and maybe they're a big sports fan. Maybe your lady is a big sports fan, or this is the ladies out there who want to impress their guy. Then I wrote some DFW sports themed ones, and I'm gonna read some of them, but I'm gonna give some of them to you blind to read, Eric. That way that you can give us like a genuine reaction of like, oh, that's sweet, that's romantic. Yes, that one would work.
I'm sure your love notes to DFW are sweet and romantic.
Look, I can write very romantic things. You've seen how much I outkicked my coverage. That didn't come without some level of game.
That's a good point. Okay, well, the Mavs get the win last night, but they have a bigger loss involved that we'll get to coming up here in just a little bit. But we will have Nick Harris of the Fort Worth Star-Telegram on with us at 8 a.m. this morning. He's got a great article with some quotes from Micah Parsons, who is... he's applying that pressure right now to these Cowboys. Cat's out of the bag with what the Eagles have just done and seeing the way they went about building their championship team. It is now, there's no excuses for the other franchises in the sport, especially for a team like the Cowboys, who, I mean, they have no shortage of dollars.
Yeah, absolutely. And these are some good quotes. And see, look, I came up with another Valentine right here in my mind, because you said he's putting the pressure, so I can a good Valentine might be like, let me be your Micah Parsons because I want to put pressure on you, like that kind of thing. All right, so this that's is from strong. This is
if that's any indication he's going to be good.
That's at 6:40. So this is from Nick Harris over at the Fort Worth Star Telegram. With less than a month before the start of free agency, Dallas Cowboys defensive end Micah Parsons obviously won't be on the open market, but it serves as a key date for how the team around him could look in 2025. Historically inactive with the big players in free agency, the Cowboys seem destined for a similar approach this offseason after Jerry Jones' comments in New Orleans last week that he sees this offseason to be, quote, in line with others, which in line means all in. However, Parsons is hoping that Jones in the front office finds some aggression in adding talent to the team around him. Quote, the talent is there. We just got to be aggressive the same way other teams did. I don't want to sit back and watch other teams build and build and us stay the same. Definitely some call to action. I want to see us become aggressive and get some players that will come in and make an impact. I want to see us bring back our own players. That's just as important. Let's see what we can do there. It's putting some pressure on him a little bit. He also talked about his own contract a little bit, said there's been no progress, but I'm pretty confident something will happen. We'll see. So we'll see if he's able to get a deal done there. I don't think if a deal, I think if a deal isn't done, he's probably not showing up to some of the voluntary stuff later in the summer. That's probably not going to happen. But on this front of, hey, I want you guys to add and I want you guys to spend a little money, and not just that, spend a little money to retain some of the free agents. We went over it the other day while in Below the Belt before you were here, Eric, that if you look at their top 10 free agents, you could make a case that they don't bring back any of them. And so the way things stand right now, it looks like you're going to have a lot of people going out the door. We know they don't tend to add very much. So does this even matter to Jerry Jones?
My guess would be no, ultimately. But I do appreciate Micah stepping out there and lending some voice to what everybody is feeling.
You guys remember the Titans?
The fan base, you have other teams. I mean, we can get to some of the Joe Burrow comments talking about the Bengals and what he would like to see them do.
Did you see the report yesterday that people are saying they think T. Higgins will get?
From a dollar amount?
Yeah.
Is it near
30? Like, oh, are you paying T. Higgins 30?
I on the open market?
Are you? I wouldn't touch that contract.
If I was, I mean, the injury
he's a good receiver.
He's really good.
He's not near the top of the market. CD just got 35. You're giving him 30? I don't know. That seems like a lot. Sorry. But you saying Bengals distracted me.
Well, but I mean, some of these teams have a ton of cap space. If you're the Patriots, you need a receiver desperately. And you have like $100 million in cap space. So for some of these teams, you got a quarterback on a rookie contract. I think you can make some of those decisions that maybe others who have paid their quarterback and have other contracts they're dealing with. But if you have a bunch of salary cap space and you have a second-year quarterback in Drake May like the Patriots do, that would be kind of a no-brainer because you need weapons and you have enough money to pull that off. But, yeah, I ultimately, when it comes to what Micah is doing right now, I think it is going to end up he will get jaded by all of this the same way we have as Cowboys fans for many, many years, understanding the way the Joneses want to go about business. So it would be a giant turn for what the organization has been about for the last decade plus. They don't want to spend money. I mean, they were dead balls last in free agent spending just last year. They were 28th before that, 25th the year before that, 26th. The highest they've ranked in free agent spending since 2017 was in 2020. They were 21st. Only 20 teams spent more than them in free agency. That's the best they can do since 2017. They just don't want to do it. So my guess is no, the stubborn nature of Jerry and Steven and the way they want to go about their business, they will not take this particular pressure from Micah Parsons and really do anything about it. But it is still nice to hear Micah put this out there and be a voice that is certainly louder than the fan base can be.
Have you bought the Micah line that, hey, I'm willing to give some money back. I'm willing to hand some money back to the organization so that they can go out there and spend. He's given us those little hints a couple different times. And then recently when he's asked about Myles Garrett, he's like, well, I don't know. Can you acquire him? Because then you have to pay two guys near the top of the market. Like, is that going to work? And it's like, okay, well, that sounded like you just tipped off that you actually are going to take him for everything they got. But have you bought the idea that Micah is genuinely that kind of a guy who will, hey, I can sacrifice a little bit of money, because of other interests that I have, because of Bleacher Report, all these different things that I'm doing, I can sacrifice a little bit extra cash to make sure that we get a competitive team here.
No, I think it's an easy thing to say, but once you actually get down to the brass tacks of it all, and who's his agent? Is he a Mulligetta
guy? Mulligetta.
Yeah, who is quickly becoming one of the most dominant agents in all of the sport.
He's a shark.
I don't think he is. I don't think he's going to be trying to acquiesce any dollars back to the Cowboys, especially with the Cowboys' track record of not doing anything. Like, how do you, if you're Micah Parsons, you would want to probably see an offseason of them throwing money around and bringing in as much talent as possible and then saying, okay, maybe now. But no, I think that's a very easy thing to say when you're just talking.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Talking into a microphone, but yeah, almost no players actually do that. And you're seeing from a team like the Eagles winning the Super Bowl. It's not like all those stars had to come together and say, hey, we're going to take a little bit of a pay cut so that we can all be together. It can be done.
Have you seen the meme before of it's like the guy standing in a corner at a party, this stick figure, and he's looking all put out while everybody's dancing at the party. And he's like, they don't even know what this song originally samples or whatever. It's just the guy who's like crapping on whatever's going on at the party, and he's just looking like down in the mouth. Right after the Eagles won the Super Bowl, there was one that got retweeted a million times on Twitter of they put Steven's head on the guy sitting in the corner, and they put like Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni and stuff, and they had Steven there holding the drink and go, yeah, but their cap situation's hell. And like, I mean, look, I understand that's just a funny simplification of it, but
it is.
Realistically, like, aren't you willing to say, all right, well, let's F it up a little bit. Let's F it up a little bit if we think we're close. If you're very close, like Dak said the other day, which maybe Dak is fluffing it up a little bit, but if you're very close, like Dak tells everybody he thinks they are.
Well, and Jerry does too.
Spend like it. Trade like it. And when I say trade like it, I don't mean go trade a fourth for Trey Lance or go trade a fourth for Jonathan Mingo. It means go be active. Go actually contribute to this team. Now, you were mentioning the aspect of it's an easy thing for people to say that, like, oh, I'll save them some money, different things like that. I do want to point out one of the things that I think is at play here whenever people start freaking out at CD going for everything or Dak or Micah. There is so much pressure on those guys from the NFLPA to, no, you don't give a discount. You don't do that. Because that, like,
good,
I mean,
point.
Like, let's look at it from this perspective. Let's localize it a little bit here, Eric. When you come up for a contract at some point, are you gonna be happy if, like, other guys in the building who come up for contracts are gonna be like, you know what? I'm gonna give Odyssey a break. I'm gonna cut them a deal so they could add more Peytons up here. I want them to add more Peytons.
That'd be good.
Give me a team of Peytons, man. We'll go win a championship.
Yeah, we will.
But aren't you gonna say to yourself, like, bro, I'm about to go sit in there and ask for mine. What are you doing laying the foundation of, like, other guys at similar positions saying, nah, you guys keep some of that cash. I don't need any of it.
Yeah, that's a great point. It's not good for the market.
And same sort of thing. It's not good that when there are other younger players who are coming up, they're going, Micah, don't do that to us. Don't do it, because then we're going to get that thrown at us. So don't do that. That's not – and so a lot of times, guys who even want to give discounts, they feel like they can't because of the setup that they have in the NFL and the way the market is used. And so I do think that Mike is going to go get everything he can, or David Mulugeta is going to get everything he can. But one of the things that's going to have to come up in this negotiation, there's two things that'll get brought up to him, I'm sure. One, you want us to add people. How bad do you want us to add people? Because you're contributing to how many people we can add. Did you see how we had to let Dante Fowler go? That didn't look like a big signing, but then he goes out and gets 10 sacks for Washington last year. Do you want to lose a Dante Fowler? Is that what you want, Micah? You know, you'll get that kind of thing thrown in their face. And then the other aspect of it will be, you have routinely talked about how you don't plan on playing past 30. You've mentioned that before, that, oh, I'll probably retire when I'm 30. I don't need to be the highest paid. Like, you've laid all this out already. Why are we supposed to commit all this, like, financial investment and these terms and these years in somebody who is going to bail on us at the end of this? Why would we do that?
Well, if I'm Mike, I'm saying, well, because I'm 25 years old, I still have a full four more years if you're going to hold me to those words, even though that's probably not very likely either. I mean, I just heard Micah Parsons during Super Bowl week on his podcast with Derrick Henry talking about, man, if I don't have a ring on my hand by the time I'm 30, I'm gonna jump ship to a team like the Chiefs or whoever the contenders are. And he was kind of like joking around,
gun for hire, baby.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a team,
did
that,
you mean a wedding ring, maybe?
No, I think he was. Yeah, I think he was being very clear about he wanted that. Brian brought a Super Bowl ring. He wanted to be able to introduce himself, Micah Parsons, Super Bowl champion.
How often does Broadus, which, by the way, at 8:20 today, I'm gonna have to pick a fight with your G-bag teammate, your nosebleed teammate, your sweet baby girl, Zach Wolchuk. I'm gonna have to pick a fight.
Yeah, I saw that on the run sheet today. I didn't hear what my dearest Willie Bully said.
Well, open up your damn ears and listen.
He took some crosstalk shots yesterday, but I was curious, once you mentioned brought us there, how often does he come up here and wear the Super Bowl ring?
It's
on the show.
It's honestly very, very rare.
Does he ever flash it at you, like, when he does have it?
No, he's pretty mild mannered about it, because we've been there, done that with the Super Bowl ring. It's usually somebody that maybe it's a new acquaintance.
Here's my favorite.
Brian Broaddus, a Super Bowl champion.
I've never seen him do this, but this is apparently the flex that he did years ago when he started doing draft work with Jeff, KT, Dane Brugler, like, did Hellman, all of him, that if they were sitting there in Valley Ranch and they had a disagreement about a player, they were going back and forth, and somebody would say something to Brian like, yeah, but I know, because what you're saying doesn't make sense, blah, 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 blah. Brian had a football that said 1996 World Series champions from the Green Bay Packers above him. And so
World
whenever,
Series champions.
Or Green Bay Super Bowl Packers. Champions. Super Bowl
historical.
Champions. Yeah, Super Bowl champions. Whenever they would finish their retort to him, Brian wouldn't even talk. He would just go and point at the football.
What a flex. The GOAT, Brian Broaddus. All right, it's a Friday morning here in the 6 a.m. Club. Eric Chiafalo with the G-Bag Nation, in with Bobby and Peyton. Let's get you a little sports hodgepodge coming up next. We have more bad news for the Mavs. You guys can actually grade my Rangers concession items ideas. So 877-881-1053. Be on the lookout for that. And the Saints were literally just one letter away from nailing the Kellen Moore introduction. That's next year on The Fan.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.